A recent survey has uncovered that 56% of us consider ourselves sun smart. However, 87% of the population have not had a skin cancer check in the past 12 months. And as I said earlier, 28% of Australians have never had a skin cancer check. With a long hot summer forecast, there's a need for all of us Aussies to be sun smart and ensure we are getting regular skin checks. Here to discuss our kind of unhealthy sun addiction and how to not let us get the better of us and potentially kill us, we've got Dr. Sally Phillips, who's the General Manager of Health Services at TAL. Dr. Sally, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Wilhelmina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So why are we so complacent?
I think one of the reasons is, you know, as you said, that 87% of Australians haven't had a skin check is that we probably don't understand what being really sun smart is. So I think most Australians get that we've got to put sunscreen on, but that's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation, and what's as important, is the early detection of any skin cancers. And it's so important. I think that complacency is probably about the lack of understanding of needing to do those early detection tests.
Okay, so is it possible for us to check ourselves?
Absolutely, and you know, generally we'd recommend probably going to a GP or a skin cancer clinic on a yearly basis. But what we should be doing sort of every 2-3 months is really getting to know our own skin. So getting to know all the spots and dots that are all over our skin. And then, you know, we recommend using the Skin College of Australasia's methodology, which is called SCAN, so it's quite easy to remember. So look to see if there's any sores which are itchy, scaly, or bleeding tender, or if you've got any spots that haven't healed in a 6-week period. Anything that's changing, so if the colour's changed, if it's irregular, if the texture's different, anything that's abnormal. And they refer to sort of an ugly duckling. So if you see something on your skin that just looks wrong, it probably is. And then also anything that's new, so any new spots that have appeared that you're a little bit worried about, then it's probably best to pop to your GP or to your skin cancer clinic and just get that checked out.
Okay. So you said scan. So is there, like, is there, so it's the anything that looks abnormal, anything sore?
A sore, which is a spot, which is sore, anything changing, anything abnormal or anything new.
Ah, perfect. Okay, great. That's a really great way to remember it. And if we are going for a skin check somewhere, is that expensive? Is that one of the reasons people aren't doing it maybe?
I think our research has shown that most of the majority of people won't go for a skin check because they are too busy. And generally it takes about 15 minutes and there's different ways to do it. And also from an expense perspective, you know, there's different levels that you can go to. So often you can go to your GP, and if your GP is a bulk biller, then it will be covered by Medicare. Many of the skin cancer clinics across Australia are also bulk billed. So again, Medicare will cover that. The other thing to do is if you have private health insurance, maybe just have a look in your extras benefits, because many of them do have a preventative screening test option, in which case it might be covered by that as well.
Right, okay. Dr. Sally, I've got a horrendous confession. My father passed away of melanoma and I have not had I have not had a skin check in 3 years. And I scan my skin myself and I go to my GP, but I would say with those with a hereditary kind of history of it, is it more critical for us to be going maybe to a specialist?
Yeah, and I think your specialist or skin cancer clinic will advise you on the frequency. So there's quite a few risk factors, you know, that will mean that you need to get checked on a more regular basis. So genetics is one of those factors, but growing up in Australia is another. You know, we have a very high melanoma rate in Australia, and that can be related to the high UVA and UVB rays that we do get in this country. You know, if you've got a skin which is a bit fairer, those are also risk factors. But certainly if you have a family history, it is worthwhile going to your doctor and getting them to advise you on the frequency of that, because they'll look at your individual circumstances.
Right. And on the different countries around the world where, so you say we're the highest, who's the next closest to us?
It will be in those countries where there is high exposure to sun. So generally, the southern hemisphere tends to have higher melanoma rates. There is a study which shows that those that have grown up sort of in their first 8 to 15 years in the northern hemispheres are slightly more protected. But I think, for us, it's we live in Australia. We're exposed to sun. We know that we should be putting on sunscreen. But so importantly, and what Tell Spot Checker is all about, is really just making sure that we're looking at early detection as well.
And if it's detected early enough, can it be removed?
This is a key part of our message.
Yeah.
So I'm really pleased you asked me that. So we know with melanoma that if we pick it up in its early stages, we look at a five-year survival period. So that's of 100 people, how many will survive 5 years? And if it's in its early stage, that survival period is about 98%. If that cancer spreads and becomes a sort of a stage 4 or is much, much deeper in the skin, that 5-year survival period goes down to below 50%. So, to go to your doctor for 15 minutes to get your skin checked can really save your life. And that really is what our message is.
Yeah, it's so important. And I remember we used to have, do you remember those adverts of slip, slop, slap?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so they're not still around, are they?
The adverts change, so I think we've got a lot of adverts for sunscreen that are
right.
out,
Okay.
and that's really important. So it's sort of both sides of the equation. So you really need to slip, slop, slap, slide, put your sunnies on, get in the shade, do all of those things, and keep out of the sun during the high risk times. But as important, particularly in Australia, is make sure that you're getting checked on a regular basis. And, we have a website which, if people just Google Tell Spot Checker or tell.com.au/spotchecker, we've got a whole lot of information on there around when to get your skin checked. We go through the scan methodology. And you can even book a GP visit through our site as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that's okay. That's really great. Look, Dr. Sally Phillips, thank you so much for your time this morning. It is a really crucial message, and it has given me the kick up the bum to go and get myself checked out professionally.
No, thank you.
We really appreciate your time.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for the time. And just, last point, it doesn't matter what your age is. So even if you're sort of a young student, it's as important.
Oh, really good. Yeah, really great point, because, again, totally guilty of being like 16 and 17 and thinking you're just, you're bulletproof.
Yeah,
and
no.
you spend hours in the sun. So, okay, all right.
Great.
Dr. Sally Phillips, have a fabulous day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was Dr. Sally Phillips, skin cancer prevention advocate and general manager of health services at Tau, talking to us about being sun smart and avoiding the most preventable of cancers, skin cancer.